Genesis. Is it too controversial?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of a new DVD video series on the accuracy of the Bible. Well, Ken, people sometimes write us and tell us that by taking Genesis literally, our ministry is supposedly divisive and unloving. How would you respond?
Well, what does the Bible teach about division? We're told there was division because of Jesus Christ, that he actually came to divide. We're also told in Scripture, men love darkness rather than light. And you know, when you shine light, the truth of God's word, into the darkness, of course there's going to be division. You know, frankly, it's inevitable. So you see, when we oppose evolution in millions of years and insist that people believe in what the Bible teaches in the book of Genesis, there's going to be division. That's because the majority of people in churches have been indoctrinated to believe Genesis is not important and that they can believe in millions of years. To be honest, I'd be worried if there wasn't division, as long as we preach our message for the right reasons. Even if it causes division, we do need to stand on the authority of God's word in Genesis and take it as God said it.
While most astronomers and astrophysicists reject the Bible, we now have a new staff member who can show how astronomy actually helps confirm the scriptures. Astrophysicist Dr. Jason Lyle has written a new booklet on astronomy and the Bible. It's available on our website at answersradio.com. It's a free service of answersradio.com.